You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Monday afternoon. Lisa Jones of the Andersons from right here in Champaign County now joins us to take a look at the cash grain market. Good afternoon to you, Lisa.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Now, you heard Daryl Good talking about rationing and trying to figure out who was going to be rationed out of the marketplace. The Andersons is certainly big enough, I suppose, to have an idea of who is and who isn't in the market. Anybody moving yet to get out of the marketplace, do you think?
You know, Todd, not that we've seen. We deal with some cattle feeders in the West. We've purchased a couple companies in Nebraska, and I think we've seen them kind of start to lighten up on what they actually want to hold, but cattle prices were so good for the last couple of months. They were almost in the sweet spot. I think a lot of people took the opportunity with the unfortunate news coming out of Japan to take a downtrending market and get some additional bushels locked in. So kind of a lucky move for them, at least for the short term, to get some coverage done.
And you rail to the southeast. Are those hog and poultry producers both? And how about them?
As far as we know, we keep shipping stuff out of here, so haven't heard any rumors of anything changing that way. We've heard rumors, I'm sure, come out today that other people have heard about South American soy meal that could potentially move into that part of the country, but nothing confirmed as of yet.
Ethanol plants are still rocking along nicely?
Sure are. I mean, it's nice that we're lucky that we have plants that all operate at or above capacity. So as far as we know, crunch is still there, you know, unless we see something different from the oil prices, it should continue that way.
I would think that should keep bases tight for corn.
It should. I think we'll just continue to see these levels continue. I mean, there's just not the old crop corn out there that we historically have in this part of the country during this time frame.
Your bids for the day?
We are 572 for cash corn, 613 for fall of 11 corn, 1369 for cash beans, and 1354 for fall of 11.
Lisa, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
And you have a good day. That's Lisa Jones. She is with the Andersons from right here in Champaign County. Somebody from that office joins us each and every Monday here on the Closing Market Report to take a look at the cash grain market. You can hear them again on our website at willag.org. Back in 2 minutes when we'll talk with Steve Hilberg from the Midwestern Regional Climate Center about the weather for the coming week.